All right. Many of us have, well, at least attempted to cook by following a recipe in a book. But have you ever tried assembling a dish by following a Spotify playlist?
Well, Noah Conk is a designer based in San Francisco, and to share his recipe for kimchi fried rice, he put together a 3-hour-long, 51-song playlist, with each song title describing a specific ingredient, measurement, or instruction.
I basically went through the search function of searching for the word that I needed or a combination of words.
The first word he needed, and the place most recipes start, was a song called Ingredients. I just found out a
new ingredient. Then there's a song called Three.
Next, a tune called Tablespoons.
And then Unsalted Butter. Unsalted
Butter. 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter. You get, or maybe you taste the idea now?
Conk says he picked kimchi fried rice because it is a favorite comfort food of his.
Growing up, I never really ate too much Korean food because I'm an adoptee.
But that changed in college.
That was my opportunity of meeting other Korean, what we call Korean people.
And he learned how to cook the cuisine by watching chefs on YouTube, like Chef Chris Cho.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Chef Chris Cho here.
Conk says Cho's recipe for kimchi fried rice inspired his own. But Conk did put his own spin on things, which some people had questions about.
They're like, why unsalted butter? And I'm like, it allows you to salt to taste. And the goal of butter is to bring out the subtle nuances of kimchi.
Now, the original playlist did not include the song Butter by South Korean boy band BTS. Smooth like
butter, like criminal. I realized, I was like, how could I forget the butter song, like in a kimchi fried rice recipe playlist?
He's since updated that playlist to correct that oversight.
Conk's musical recipe has more than 4,000 likes. And after the songs top off
with
sesame seeds, the playlist ends with the song Winner's Circle by Anderson .Paak.
You made it to the end and you're in the winner's circle. You're part of this collective of people who can make kimchi fried rice from a playlist. And it's also like a subtle nod to Anderson .Paak being Korean.
So if you're looking for a kitchen project this weekend, maybe ditch those cookbooks and just turn up the music. Something about the way you never gave it up to me. But let me know that I can get it.